Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
Good morning and welcome to The River Trip, your monthly show brought to you by Dolores River Boating Advocates. I'm your host, Sam Carter. Today is Thursday, August 13th. Our guest today is Rig to Flip. Rig to Flip is the film production crew creating a movie about the Dolores River for the Dolores River Boating Advocates. First, this news. To our east in the Animas River drainage and to the south and southwest in the San Juan River drainage, there is great concern because of a 1 million gallon accidental release of mine waste into Cement Creek up at Silverton, Colorado. This release dumped into the Animas River and has made its way into the San Juan River and will be entering Lake Powell. Regional and local municipalities, including the Navajo Nation, have declared a state of emergency related to this wastewater in the rivers, and communities all along the Animas and San Juan Rivers have taken precautions to protect humans from contamination. While the fish, beaver, and other aquatic life are unable to leave the closed river, the impact on their lives will be known more down the road. In east central Florida, on the Waukeva River, a 37-year-old woman lost part of her arm to an alligator. The woman was swimming when the attack happened. Nearby canoers responded to her screams and hit the alligator with their paddles. In describing the woman's arm, a witness stated, "You just saw some blood and some bone. There wasn't anything else there." Another witness stated her arm was gone. The woman did survive the attack. The alligator was later trapped and killed. At last check, the only alligators in Colorado are on private farms. Flows in the Dolores River at the town of Dolores have dropped over the past month from about 1,000 CFS to just below 200 CFS. And so our show starts here with Rig to Flip. Rig to Flip is in the studio. We have three guests from Rig to Flip. Good morning, all of you.
How's it going, Sam?
Good
hey
to see
guys,
you.
How you doing?
What's up?
So, you guys in Radioland can't see them, but we have Ben, Cody, and Jules, and we'll introduce them in the second half of the show in more detail in terms of what they do for Rig to Flip. But let's start off with, why are you folks making this movie?
You know, I'd say most of all, this is just a story that is needs to be told. The river's a hard thing. The Dolores River is a hard thing to see. If you're a rafter, for instance, and I've always wanted to see it and never really got the chance, so it's always loomed in my mind as something that I've been very attracted towards knowing more about.
Any other thoughts on why you're making this movie? All right. So what are some of the issues you guys are focusing on as you're going through this process of making this movie?
I don't know that I would say it's so much issues. It's more at evaluating all the stakeholders in the river basin.
Some of the stakeholders, who are those?
Through this film, we've learned there are a lot of stakeholders, all these different constituencies that rely on the river, boaters, towns, the farmers out here, and it's really trying to find a collective voice from all of these parties.
Yeah. Yeah, to add on that or to dovetail, there's also a lot of constituents that don't really have representation, you know, in terms of just being present even in today. We're talking about what kind of future these generations that are going to be below us, what are they going to be inheriting? What kind of world?
And so with the stakeholders, are you finding that all of them are willing to talk with you about this issue? Are there any that are not interested in talking to you?
Well, some of them can't. Like, the fish can't speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, and for the most part of the people that can speak for themselves that are here present in this community, we've had very good reception and open communication with a lot of people from the tribes, the agricultural community, in different scales to different applications of using the water resource within the ag community. Recreational interests and different communities just that benefit overall from the water from that river basin.
If you're just tuning in, folks, you are listening to KSJD, and this is the River Trip. We're talking with Rig to Flip. They're the crew making the film for the Dolores River Boating Advocates about the Dolores River. So you folks are talking about giving all stakeholders, constituents, an equal voice kind of thing. Is that hard for you folks, because you are boaters? Is it hard for you to find that, to offer that equal ground to all the people that are that you're interviewing?
You know, Sam, it's actually been quite easy. When we tell people we're telling a story about what you do and your livelihood, people step forward, and we've been really lucky to have such a great representation of all these different parties in this film.
What do you think, what is the impact you're hoping to come out with at the end of this film?
You know, quite simply, inspiration. I mean, I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on that too. I want people to just have a chance to learn more about this river. I mean, education and further revealing the story that's here is something even people that are directly involved with can benefit from.
In your research, interviewing people, I've seen some of the clips you've done. You've talked to a lot of different people. Let me ask that question first. How many different folks do you feel like you've talked to, interviewed, roughly?
Man, I'd say I coordinate all the interviews, so we're on the order of about 16 people, including today's.
Okay.
16, and these are interviews that have exceeded 2 hours in length. The overall project has about 375 emails that I've taken to court with different directions. It's a web. It's a network. I've talked to very many people. Across the state and even outside of state bound. This story people are very attached to this river, this region, the landscape. People love it here, and they love the story. And, you know, I found folks across the nation who have provided me important information or connected me with other individuals.
In all this time doing this research, so you guys, you folks, you three are from, you live up in Steamboat, so you're from the northwest part of the state. You're not residing here. You come down and visit. Mm-hmm. So this is new to you. In your research, what's the most powerful thing you feel like you've learned? And maybe we can hear from all of you, or if it's the same question for answer for each of you, you can just kind of collectively give an answer. What's the most powerful thing you've learned in this process of making this film?
Wow. That's a big question.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things running through my mind, but I think the biggest takeaway for me is that no matter which river basin you grow up in or which river basin you live in, every basin, there's people that are passionate about the river and however their livelihoods are connected to that. And it's the same way down here. People love this place. People love this river. And it's been really incredible following the stories of those who depend on this watershed.
Any other thoughts?
I'd start by saying I've discovered far more commonalities than differences. I'm intrigued by this trend of everybody knows the same conditions of this area, and they have, and in it of that, they have this fundamental thing that they understand, how dry it is here, for instance. Everybody knows very well about drought, about when it rains all of a sudden. May opens up into June and it rains. Everybody is on the same page about water. And that has been, that's an ongoing thought for me and experience, but I see something that everybody's on the same page about, and it's certainly that. And that's not a profound thought, but getting to personally see these faces and learn from people has been an experience that really drives what that means home. And it becomes a very personal experience. And so I've gotten to understand perspectives in ways that were never available to me before.
You have anything, Jules? You want to stick with Cody's?
I'll stick with Cody's. He's pretty much summed it up really well there. For me, it's been a delightful endeavor into learning a new river and a new place. Mm-hmm. And to see the commonalities is huge.
Great. Folks out there in Radio Land, we are going to take a quick break. This is The River Trip on KSJD. We're talking to Rig to Flip, the film crew making the movie about the Dolores River. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back for the second half of the River Trip here on KSJD. We are talking with Rig to Flip. Rig to Flip is the film crew making a movie about the Dolores River for Dolores River Boating Advocates. This half of the show, we're going to learn more about these guys. And so we're going to do some introductions and hear exactly what they do. We'll start over here in the corner with Ben.
Hey out there, everybody. My name is Ben Saheb. I am the filmmaker for this film. I operate most of the cameras and run the audio equipment. When I am not out in Dolores Land making this film, I work as a ski guide photographer for Steamboat Powder Cats in the winter, and I feel super blessed to be able to follow the watershed as it falls in the winter and run it out with the rivers in the summer. So great to be here, Sam, and thank you very much.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Cody, what do you got?
Small man. Hey, how's everybody doing out there? This is Cody Perry. I'm from Arizona. I live up here in Steamboat Springs. I coordinate the projects. I create the partnerships. I kind of envision how we're going to bring this story onto a nice, fresh platter for you. So I love rivers. I come from a background in outdoor education. I always avalanche safety has always been one of my passions, and getting so in touch with the snow, it was only natural to always follow it down the river. So that just led to seeing what water is for us and where it goes.
Awesome. Jules.
My name's Jules. I head up most of the still photography for Rig to Flip, along with any other catch-all things as far as social media, web design, and logistics. Anything else that can come down into play, whether it's food planning for our trip or figuring out how to get around road construction. But when I'm not doing that, I spend a lot of time. I teach for Colorado Mountain College up in Steamboat Springs as an outdoor educator, and I wait tables in the winter for the massive swaths of tourists that head that way.
Yep, making ends meet. So when it comes time to put the film into the thing that we watch on TV and we think, boy, that was a nice half-hour film, who is... Are all three of you doing that work together where you sit down and cut it and paste it and all that stuff?
We spend a lot of time watching interviews together.
It's a laborious task that requires lots of beer, lots of sitting down. But seriously, we sit down and we go through all the content over and over and over again, trying to get a grasp of what we've captured. And that's just a lot of time indoors looking at the footage.
Yeah, so you familiarize yourself with it and then go into composition.
How many times do you think you've seen one particular interview? Like 15, 50?
Well, honestly, we're still building our interviews. I mean, we've had some time to look at about half of what we've currently shot and get a detailed look where we're pulling out what we were just referred to as the nuggets, man, and putting those into a little timeline for us to review again and go back into later, because we're still in production. We still have a lot of work to do with this story.
So we're going to talk about the tools you use. We have our iPhones. I could run around and make a movie off my iPhone. It wouldn't be the greatest quality. And then I remember back when I was a kid and the first VCR camera came out. Man, we were psyched. I had a bag on my hip, this huge 20-pound bag, and a camera up here. Press record. Yay, let's go. I don't think you have the same kind of equipment. Tell us about the tools you're using to make this film.
Well, I think, Sam, that's one of the most enjoyable parts about shooting a film is getting creative and bringing the imagery to life. You know, we travel with a small truck, but it's filled with lots of fun tools, including aerial equipment. We have slider cinematic equipment. We have this really cool new stabilizer that we've used to get tracking shots of our interview subjects doing what they do during work. And it's also a collaborative effort between the three of us. There's so many ways that we go out and I'm looking at something and then Cody or Jules is like, hey, just turn it to the right, and then boom, you get this amazing shot, and then we go and relish it later. It's one of my most favorite parts about telling stories is using this equipment in unique ways.
So some of the successes and challenges you folks have had, what's a good, a really strong success and a really big challenge you've had in this whole process making this movie?
Wow. That's also a big question, because it is such a... I think being embraced by the people we've reached out to. And them allowing us...
Is that a challenge or a success?
Well, it's a success, okay. I guess. And it was a challenge, too. We're taking on a story that we have a lot of respect for in terms of its size and scale. And we want to do a story justice. So it's a huge challenge to try and do that. And these people, the people listening right now, that your story is a challenge. Because we want to tell it right. And there's so much beauty and there's so much... tragedy. There's so much challenge in living in the West. These are not easy conditions for us to be pulling off what we are pulling off. And there's a lot of history and just depth to it. So grasping for a feel. Yeah, it's like reaching out to the stars. That's a challenge. And it's been an amazing experience having the ability to meet people and really meet people and have them tell us they're it's about their life. They're letting us into our life. So that's a success. Yeah, I consider it so.
I like that. Double packaging. The planned release is, when's your planned release? January, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so January 2016, we'll look for this. What else are y'all doing? What other film projects is Rig to Flip working on?
We're actually in the midst of one right now. We're on our way to Glen Canyon. We're going to go down into Hole in the Rock, I believe, tomorrow. We're working with the Glen Canyon Institute. We're doing a photo and film collage on drought in the West.
And American rivers, yeah.
American rivers as well, yeah.
Are you excited about that?
So stoked.
Why?
That's my favorite part about doing this is just getting out in the field and getting to go be on the ground and see it and put it into context for other people, be able to share it. So, and this is just out there. Good 5-hour drive down a dirt road and nice little scramble down to Lake Powell with some giant paddle boards and all of our filming equipment, and we'll just go from there, see how it goes.
And that's like, that's the center of, and for us, that's the center of this world of the Colorado River that we live in. This place, this reservoir that's integral to nearly 40 million people and our foothold, our toehold in this land. So, and you know, as a river runner and just growing up from a ranching family, water being so important, this place has always been mentioned to me since before. You know, it's one of the first words almost, you kind of, not literally, but but that's a very important piece of our lives out here. So for us to go down to this place that is both revered and wrote in eulogy to, you know, for its former, it's an experience that I intend to be eyes wide open for.
So your name is Rig to Flip. I think I know what that means, but I want to hear y'all describe what that name means.
Can I talk again? No, you go on.
I'll give you a nice intro. How's that? Have you ever been on a boat that flips over?
Yeah, many times. Yes.
What was that experience like? Like in a nutshell.
Scary. And when maybe exhilarating.
When you flipped it back over, was all of your stuff there?
Yep, it was amazing. It was all there.
Why was it still there?
Because it was rigged to flip.
Yeah.
You planned ahead, right?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent primer there. And we intend to make more visible and more tangible the things in the future that generations are going into the future need to be prepared for. Rig to flip, it's a metaphor. We should best be prepared as a society to be proceeding into a future that we set ourselves up for success. And that include, and these are so many things in the West. I mean, do we not have a lifetime of great work in front of us?
Yes. Yeah, yes, we do.
The chasm of opportunity.
Stories in place out here along the rivers. You know, we need to be telling stories. We get richer from those stories. We all learn.
And you mean richer as a society, as a culture.
As a people, yeah.
So how can people learn more about Rig to Flip?
Our website, rigtoflip.org. Follow us on a variety of social media channels, Twitter. Our Instagram's pretty fun. Facebook, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rig to Flip. Go onto our website. Our website has a lot of depth to it. We've told stories about specific river basins, the projects that we're currently pursuing, all types of news. That's where you can keep up with us and learn more about the Dolores Project as we move forward.
All right. Thanks so much. We're going to end it there. Ladies and gentlemen out there, you've been listening to another edition of The River Trip here on KSJD, and we've been talking with Rig to Flip, who is the film production crew for the Dolores River movie that's being made. Join us next month. We'll have another show about some fantastic river topic. Today's show has been produced by myself, Sam Carter, with assistance from Tom Yoder. Thanks so much, and have a great week. See ya.
Adios.
Later.